This is the SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast for February 2nd, 2012. In these semi-monthly recordings, SearchSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Brandon Blevins. As the Mac OS continues to grow in popularity amongst enterprises, more Mac attackers see an opportunity. What are the security vulnerabilities of the Mac OS? How can enterprises defend themselves from Mac attackers? This week, application security expert Mike Cobb discusses the natural security strengths of the Mac OS. He'll also describe how to go beyond Mac malware scans to limit the risks posed by weak Mac enterprise security efforts. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor. Mac Enterprise Security, Going Beyond Mac Malware Scans. Written by Michael Cobb. As Apple's market penetration grows amongst enterprises, so does the number of malicious hackers targeting Mac users. Apple officially began recommending that Mac users load antivirus software as far back as 2002. Unfortunately, Apple's "Macs are secure" marketing message has been durable. Many enterprises are just beginning to initiate antivirus scanning on Mac-based networks. Thankfully, now all of the major antivirus vendors offer Mac-specific anti-malware products for enterprises. Unfortunately, there are a number of security issues that Mac malware scans alone can't fix. In this tip, we'll cover some of those Mac enterprise security issues and how to mitigate some likely Mac endpoint threat vectors. Aspects of the Mac OS inhibit successful attack development for hackers. Mac OS X is based on Unix, so the security of the underlying codebase is proven. It also uses sandboxing to separate applications and processes to restrict file access and the actions programs can execute. This makes it harder for malware to access data created and used by other applications. Compared to the Windows environment, though, the structure of the bundle architecture makes it easier to piggyback executable code. A bundle is a special folder that appears to the user to be a single executable file, but in fact can store multiple resources. Hackers can install multiple malicious executables into the folder. When the user executes the bundle, the virus code executes instead of the genuine application. While the application storage issue is concerning, the main weakness Mac attackers target is Mac users themselves. In my experience, they tend to be far less security aware than Windows users. Regular Mac malware scans will certainly help defend against the low-hanging fruit of malware attacks. As with virtually any endpoint defense strategy, though, a combination of technology and training is necessary. In addition to antivirus technology, administrators should deploy what have become standard security controls on a Windows network. These include network access control, web security gateways, data loss protection, and security information and event management products, all of which help provide real-time threat analysis and protection. As Mac users are increasingly under attack, reassessing the exposure to new threats is essential. Beyond deploying antivirus software and other technologies, enterprises should also consider whitelisting or blacklisting applications. This reduces the overall attack surface by ensuring users only have approved and necessary programs. The Mac App Store potentially makes controlling apps easier than on Windows machines. Consider mandating data or full disk encryption too. A Mac enterprise needs to reinforce any such Mac security technology initiative with security awareness training for its users. Otherwise, it's a losing battle. Training sessions should dispel the myth that Macs are immune from malware. The dangers and automation of drive-by attacks must also be clearly explained. Users should understand they are not unaffected by the growing reach and sophistication of modern hackers. A support desk for users to report any unusual Mac behavior helps network administrators quickly isolate and contain any infections. Enterprises with Mac users should implement more specific, deliberate steps to defend against the growing threat to Mac endpoints. They will increasingly be perceived as a soft target by cybercriminals until they do. That's reason enough to ensure enterprise strategy ranges beyond Mac malware scans to include more sophisticated technology and training methods. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting searchsecurity.com/podcasts. Until next time, I'm Brandon Blevins. Have a great day.